In September, we told the story of a former NFL player named Ernie Cheatham who played a critical role in the Battle of Hue during the Vietnam War. Cheatham got an important assist from one of his subordinates. Here's Martin Kessler.
Ernie Cheatham was big and he was scary. At least that's what the men who served under him thought.
Well, he could be, you know, very intimidating and bull-like.
That's author Mark Bowden, who's researched Cheatham's role in the Vietnam War. Cheatham played defensive tackle for the Baltimore Colts and Pittsburgh Steelers during the 1954 NFL season. He only stuck around the NFL a year. He quickly realized he was never going to excel. But more than a decade later, he still had thick forearms and stood at 6'4".
I mean, he towered over people. He had a big booming voice. Ernie was the kind of guy who, when he was angry, you did not want to be in his way, so he pretty quickly got what he wanted.
Cheatham was deployed to Vietnam in 1967. He was put in command of the hundreds of men in the 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines.
When Cheatham became battalion commander, he got a letter from a young captain criticizing the way that the battalion was being run, rather bitterly.
The letter came from an officer in his early 30s named John Salvati. Salvati, coincidentally, had worked before the war as a high school football coach in western Pennsylvania. Now, you're probably thinking this letter would be the sort of thing that gets a guy put on latrine duty, but
he was summoned to Ernie Cheatham's presence, and much to Salvati's surprise, immediately promoted and named to his staff.
He says, come on down, be my assistant. Do that quick.
That's John Salvati.
He just liked my approach. All I did was tell him there was a better way to do it, and he sort of liked it.
Turns out, Bowden says, this kind of reaction wasn't unusual for the former NFL tackle who seemed so intimidating.
The men who served under him were always surprised to find that there was a lot more depth to this guy than his brawn would suggest.
By 1968, Salvati had been promoted to major and named Cheatham's executive officer. And Cheatham's decision to keep Salvati around would turn out to be a good one. When the Tet Offensive began in early 1968, Cheatham was ordered to the city of Hue to help a group of Americans trapped in a besieged compound. The Americans, who had been fighting in jungles and rice paddies, were taking a lot of casualties in the urban setting. Cheatham realized they'd need to find a different set of weapons that would be more useful for street fighting. Rounding them up was a critical job, and Cheatham deferred to Salvati, who he knew was a former weapons officer. And at a South Vietnamese army compound, Salvati came across an odd-looking device. It resembled a plastic garbage bin, but it had straps so it could be worn like a backpack. Salvati had seen one once before.
I just happened to see some guys walking along one day with this thing on their back and said, you know, what the hell is that?
They told him what it was, a tear gas launcher.
So I always kept it in mind.
He was probably one of the few people who would have recognized what this thing was, and he grabbed it, and he took it with him into Hue, and they ended up figuring out how to use it, and they ended up being used to tremendous effect.
Less than a week after Cheatham and Salvati arrived in Hue, the Americans had pushed out of their besieged compound and taken the southern half of the city. And none of that might have happened if the former NFL tackle, who seemed so big and scary, wasn't willing to listen to the former high school coach, who wasn't afraid to speak his mind.
That's Only a Game's Martin Kessler speaking with author Mark Bowden and John Salvati.